You know, I was in the studio a week ago, and there's one track on the mixtape that I'm doing called 9 to 5, and one of the choruses, or for the main chorus, I've got to sing. Now, I'm not a singer, but I thought, you know what, let me not limit myself, let me just do what I want to hear. And I think sometimes we second guess ourselves, especially as artists, in thinking, do I have the best voice? Can I hit the right note? And then that starts to kind of chip away from the original idea. Is this going to sound good in a singer's ear? No, it won't. But that's what I wanted to hear on the track. So let's do that. And I was in the booth with Vic Tizzle. Vic Tizzle was engineering. And I was just thinking, this guy's going to think I'm a lunatic. But I thought, you know what? But that's what we originally wanted to do. Let's just do that. And so I literally sang my heart out. I sang my heart out on the beat. And when I played it back, for me, it was fine. And I think as artists, we need to get to a point where we can say what we did is fine and leave it at that. You know, like God said, the Bible says, looked at the garden and said, you know, it was good. He created man. He said it was good. He sat back and acknowledged what he had created, how he wanted to create it, what was in his mind, and it was good. So I'm, you know, this mixtape is really stretching me in terms of my ideas and the flows and the beats, and also it's stretching me in terms of my own ability, in terms of my skills. Can I sing? No, but can I make it sound good? Yes, I can. You know, so I'm. It was a moment for me. It was a moment for me in that booth, because I was, it was almost like I was having an out of body experience, looking at myself, thinking, "You crazy." But it sounds good. Let's just create what's in our hearts, man, and just give it to the people, man. Let the people decide what they like, but make sure you like it first.